Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Partial government shutdown is over this week, but that has not stopped our U.S. Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat, one of two Democrats who represents Virginia up in D.C., from introducing the Stop Stupidity Act. And Senator Warner joins us here live this morning. Tell me about the Stop Stupidity Act. I can think of a lot of things that happened in Washington that I might apply that title
to. There might be more than just government shutdowns that people think are stupid out of D.C. Listen, this, let me acknowledge in the front end, this isn't a perfect piece of legislation, but the fact is we shouldn't use government employees as hostages, government contractors who, even though when the government's reopened, don't get reimbursed. If you're the private restaurant near the Petersburg battlefield, you've just lost out. So what the Stop Stupidity Act does, it's pretty simple. It basically says if Congress and the president can't agree on a budget, you will simply continue spending at the existing levels so nobody gets held hostage. The only people that lose their funding are the office of the Congress and the office of the president. So that the people who work for the folks who are supposed to be making the decision, they have to feel the pain, not the 800,000 federal workers that just went through 35 days of pretty awful stories.
Yeah. Does that create a situation where the spigot is just always on? I mean, presumably Donald Trump would look at his press office at some point and say, I got Sarah Huckabee Sanders working here. I need the other 10 people in. Let's do something. And you guys would do the same. But
yeah, well, what would happen? Well, that's the thing is that, you know, there would be the whole thing of who's essential and who's non-essential. The notion, and let me again acknowledge, this is if somebody's got a better idea on how we can make sure that these tactics aren't used, and I'm not trying to assess blame here on the president versus the Congress, plenty of blame everywhere, but this was my sense saying, rather than put, you know, millions of people who are non-affected, if you're an air traffic controller, you didn't really have a lot to do with border security. Frankly, if you're a Coast Guard member, you're actually supposed to be protecting border security. Mm-hmm. Let's put the pain where it's supposed to be at Congress and at the office of the White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of border security, let me ask you where you are on that issue now, since the negotiations are underway, sure, presumably for a solution to the standoff that took place for 30 days. You tell me if I'm wrong, but you voted for a lot of money for border security and for a wall in the past, I think. Are you backing away from that previous vote? Where do you stand today?
Not at all. There are 653 miles of barrier wall, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I think there will probably be needs for more, and I wouldn't be willing to support more. But what I ought to be supported is what the border experts say and where it's needed. Here we went from Mr. Trump, who at one point said he would take $1.3 billion. Mm-hmm. Then within a week later, he said he needed $2.5 billion. Then he picked a number that was $5.7 billion. I mean, if there was a way where we could say, let's come up with the right number, in a sense, let there be border security experts depend on how it's spent. Mm-hmm. I would be open to that. But in terms of, you know, I'm not drawing some line in the sand of not another dollar more. What I am saying is, somebody who's supposed to be a steward of the tax dollars, let's make sure it's spent where the border experts say, let's not simply build it because Donald Trump said this was a campaign promise.
Okay, well, let's assume that we're shooting straight with each other on that component of it. What's the number? I mean, is there a Democrat caucus number that you all have discussed?
I don't think there is a caucus number yet. Let's see what the bipartisan group can come up with. What's happened has been, and I say this as a guy that most of your listeners will may remember me as governor, but, you know, I spent 20 years in business. I mean, it's longer in business than I've been in politics. Mm-hmm. And I did deals. The way you do deals is you try to find a win-win. You realize you got to, you know, there's always going to be another deal so you don't burn bridges. You empower your negotiators when you have that. Unfortunately, Mr. Trump has kind of violated every deal. And, you know, he cut off the legs of his own vice president and the majority leader of the Senate when he reneged on certain commitments. So the question is, you know, whatever number, are there going to be component parts around immigration issues? Is it just going to be border security? I think these are the things that this group is going to be working on. I will say this. I think there were 16 of us the day before the shutdown ended that basically went to the floor, 8 Democrats, 8 Republicans. The Democrats said, hey, we're open for more border security. The Republicans were saying, hey, let's go through a negotiating process, but let's not keep this longest government shutdown ever going. And I hope we had some small effect to get the government reopened. I think there have been government shutdowns in the past where there may have been broader issues. I do think on this one, there's a lot of, there may be more posturing on this one than on when shutdowns were around healthcare or some of the bigger issues.
Well, I think you're right about that. We're talking to U.S. Senator Mark Warner, one of the two Democrats who represents Virginia in the U.S. Senate in Washington. Let me also ask you about this Chinese company that's been charged by DOJ. You all shot off flares about this several months ago when the president was talking about it, and you personally have been talking about Chinese telecoms for a while. Can you give us an update on that, where things stand?
Here's the thing, and again, this is very, very bipartisan.
Okay.
You know, my background was as a telecom guy. The Chinese tech companies, starting about 3 or 4 years ago, as President Xi in China consolidated power, basically put the Communist Party back in controlling positions in all of the Chinese tech companies. They are national security threats. Our complete combined, you know, FBI, CIA, DHS, they all said this is a real challenge.
Because they'll come up with backdoor ways to be in our phones.
There may not be the equipment that you buy initially has got a vulnerability, but they can send updates, you know, basically electronically, and then they can build in backdoors. And it's not just me saying it. The U.S. government said it. The Australians have come to the same conclusion. New Zealand, the Brits have changed their mind. The Canadians are reexamining it. A number of the Europeans. And what's happening is we're moving in the kind of whole telecom world from what's called 4G technology to 5G technology. This is big stuff. This is like moving from radio to television. And our fear is if this Chinese equipment permeates our networks, it can make us extremely vulnerable. So I've actually been taking with a Republican senator, usually Marco Rubio, bringing intelligence officials and going and doing kind of a roadshow where we give business leaders a one-day read-in and, in fact, say we're going to declassify information just to put people on notice, not only about Chinese tech, but about some of these Chinese efforts. And I was glad. This was one where I commend the Trump administration for bringing this case. And if you read the indictment, boy, they got them. Justice Department has done a good job. They've got all the details. They've got all the facts. And I hope this will be a warning shot.
And so your goal is to try to get these businesses to back away from engaging and purchasing.
They often come in with cheaper equipment. And what we've also been trying to do, what China has been in so many technology areas, let me give you one last example. In so many technology areas, they don't invent the stuff. They've gone out and stole our American technology. Then they build upon it. And when we look, let's just take the example of, we spend a lot of money on defense, $716 billion on defense. China spends about $245. The difference between what we spend and they spend now, China is investing in artificial intelligence, 5G technology, quantum computing. They have a goal by 2025 not to be our peers in these fields, but to lead the world, and frankly, with their standards and coming out of their country with equipment, and that is a national security threat.
I hear you. Hey, have you picked a candidate for president for your party yet? Listen, yeah, you've got a lot of people who are going way left. I just don't know how you deal with that.
On the cast of 35 or so that are out there, I am going to reserve judgment. What I hope is, you know, I am concerned from the country standpoint that we've got kind of Mr. Trump out on one end. There's clearly folks in the Democratic side out on the other end. I think there ought to be, I think there ought to be a theory of the case that is, you know, a bit more moderate, that recognizes that we got to make our business system work for more people, but that doesn't come with starting with condemning everybody in business. I've got some ideas on this that probably would take longer than 2 or 3 minutes to explain, but my hope is I can articulate some ideas, recognizing that our, you know, frankly, that I say this as a business guy, that modern American capitalism has got to work for more people, or people will lose faith in that system.
Well, that's true, but it seems like you got a little civil war going on in your own party. Let's talk about it again.
We'll talk about it again, although I would argue that there are some of the folks who are opposed to Mr. Trump who might be having the same civil war on the Republican
Well,
side.
That may be true, too. All right. U.S. Senator Mark Warner up in D.C. this morning. Thanks so much. We appreciate you joining us always on the show.
Yes, sir.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!